Bess Rogers and Allie Moss live at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 25 after 11. I'd like to know a little bit about each of you. And I guess since Allie sang that song, I'll start with you.
Sure.
Were you raised in New York, or how did you find your way to Brooklyn?
Actually, I'm a Jersey girl. And I was born and raised there by the shore. And
what town?
A little town called Long Branch. If you're familiar with New Jersey at all, it's like halfway mid-state, but right on the beach, like a mile from the beach.
Not near Asbury Park.
Yeah, about 15 minutes north of Asbury Park.
Okay, because I know Neptune and those little towns, and it sounds like it's right in the same. To me, that would be an idyllic childhood. Not that mine wasn't, but was it kind of cool to grow up there?
I had a really wonderful childhood.
I would imagine. Now, how did you find music?
I've been singing since I was a little kid, but nobody in my family is a musician. My parents are, my dad was an actor, my mom was a makeup artist, so there's, creativity, but nobody. I just came out singing, but I was mostly an athlete until I got injured in high school, and that's when I took up guitar.
Wow, what was your sport?
I ran cross country. And before that, I did gymnastics. So,
and then you got to New York. How?
I just started playing in New York City, a bunch, and I met these guys through mutual friends and other musicians and gigs and shows and stuff. So, New Jersey's not that far. We're called the bridge and tunnel people.
Yeah. Now, have you been to Pittsburgh before, or is this your first trip here?
I have been a couple times through actually the venue we're playing tonight, Garfield Artworks. I played about 2 years ago with Ingrid Michaelson, and so I've been there before. And then we came through, and we were, what was the last time we were here?
It was in November.
Yeah, November of this past year.
Let's figure out the Bess Rogers story now. where were you raised?
I was raised on Long Island.
Long Island, right?
Long Island, other Jersey.
Yes. Or it's New Jersey, the other Long Island. What area?
The town is called Lindenhurst. Also Suffolk County on the south side of the island.
And
about an hour into the island.
And musical family at all, or creative family?
Yeah, actually my mother is, she's a guidance counselor, but her love and hobby has always been early music, Baroque style music. So she plays the harpsichord and the recorders. And I know when I say recorders, a lot of people think just the one recorder that they give you in kindergarten, but there's a lot of them.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She plays all of them. She's really amazing.
Did you have a harpsichord at your house?
I have two harpsichords in my living room that I grew up in. My father actually built them.
Yeah, my cousin used to build harpsichords. And
really?
I used to watch him doing it, and it was really awesome. And they're really neat. The sound that they make is really cool.
They're really, really great, beautiful instruments. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess, do you think we should we learn about Chris since he's here? We hate to ignore him.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Chris Kuffner is sort of off in the corner there. He was just playing mandolin.
It's
but
very important.
Yes, a very important part
it's
of
true.
The,
I'm really very important.
part of the ensemble here. But Chris, where are you from?
I'm from Staten Island, kind of the other Long Island. and I grew up in a musical family as well. My father was always buying and selling guitars, and that was kind of how he funded our household. So
sort of like acoustic day trading.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he would buy old acoustic and electric guitars and then sell them for double what he bought them for.
That's becoming, at least my brother, and you know this, but these guys we haven't met before, or you may know this if you've been listening for a while. My oldest brother's a professional musician, a guitarist, and he tells me that you just can't do that the way you used to. eBay has kind of leveled the playing field. There, time was, Larry, I could walk in and buy a guitar for $10 and sell it for a few hundred, and it just doesn't happen anymore.
Sales.
Yeah, it's very true. My first bass was like $600. 1960s Fender jazz bass, and that was only maybe a little over 10 or 12 years ago, and that bass now is like a couple grand on eBay at bare minimum. He just can't find those deals.
Yeah, he's still trying to develop a mutual fund that mostly invests in old Guild acoustic guitars.
Oh, yeah.
and like maybe Gibson mandolins, an asset allocation between those two. So
great.
You're listening. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, and live and on demand at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday. It's 11:30, and you have the pleasure of hearing Bess Rogers and Allie Moss. Gosh.
I am Allison.
Bess, are you Alice?
Allison.
Allison.
Nobody calls me that.
Bess Rogers and Allie Moss with us today. And what would you like to do next? It looks like Kate's getting ready to sing again. Or Kate. I keep wanting to call you Kate. I've done that twice.
New name.
I've done that twice because you remind me of somebody I know named Kate, and I also know a Kate Rogers.
You can call me Kate if
is
you
it?
Want.
Well, no, I don't want to do that. But Bess is ready to sing.
Okay. So.
Or at least I thought you were ready to sing. I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm ready. Can this go up a little bit?
Yeah.
Thanks. This is a song called All in Good Fun.